Welcome, everyone, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I'm Makita.
I'm Monica. Sick Monica.
Sick as hell, Monica.
Hell yeah. I've been super sick this whole week. It's, you know, this is the devil working. This the devil, because I thought I was going to be outside. I was outside a little bit, but I wasn't outside outside. I had some obligations I had to go to, but this the devil.
No twerk videos for us.
Nothing. So. Like, I just knew I was about to go to a pool party, and then the pool party got canceled, and then I'm sick, and I'm like, oh, god damn.
You need to enjoy these little last bits of summer, too.
I know. That's why I'm like, damn, why they play with me like that? So now my ass is, I've been in this house all day, all week, for real. Sick. Today's the first day I actually felt like decent. I had went up, I like conveniently ran out of everything. Like, I didn't have tissue, I didn't have napkins, I didn't have soap, I didn't have contact solution. Like,
so you had to go somewhere.
Yeah, so like literally I have been telling my friend for days, like, yo, I don't have nothing in this house. Like, she's like, let me know if you need anything. I'm like, nah. So today I was like, let me just get the fuck up and go get something, because I was like, I was not feeling good. I did go get my nails done, though, even though I shouldn't have gone and get my nails done, but I needed my nails done. I just couldn't do it. And I was in that bitch coughing and sneezing.
Oh,
and
hell
was like,
no.
The girl was like, because I go to like a girl, not like a, you know, Asian nail shop. So the girl was like, you sick? I'm like, girl. Like, what?
Lying ass.
I am good. Meanwhile, I'm trying my hardest, like, not to cough and shit. Like, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I was just like, man, I had a mask on, though, so I was like just withholding my mask, and I was a little bit better that day. I was like on the tail end of being sick, basically, because I went, Friday to get my nails done, so I had my mask on, but my nose was running underneath the mask and shit.
God.
I was looking like Roscoe. I was looking like motherfucking Roscoe, girl, off of Martin. That's not shit, but she couldn't see it because I had my mask on, but I definitely, and I went to get a pedicure today, too, because I was like, look, I got a gel pedicure in Chicago in like June.
Girl, I'm going to say, when we see each other.
Oh, yeah, when we see each other. Yeah, that's how I got a pedicure. And it grew out. And I'm just like, I don't think I like gel no more. I just got a regular pedicure because I need to not be going fucking 2 months without getting a pedicure.
Because gel will last, yeah.
For real. And I don't want to pay that extra $10, that $5 or $10 for them to soak that shit off. And then,
that's what I don't like. I don't want my shit soaking acetone no more. Like,
yeah, so no I just more. Think I'm gonna get gel on my hands and then my feet. I'm gonna just get whatever so that whenever I go get a new set for my nails, I could just get a pedicure and change my feet color too, and not have to wait. Cause I like if I put gel on, that bitch gonna stay on for like 2 or 3 months. Cause I'm gonna get my money's worth. So that's why, like, I don't know. Everybody's like, oh well, every time you go get your money's worth, like. Gels be lasting for like 2 months, but if you go get your nails done at least like once a month, so essentially you're not getting your money's worth.
Yeah, and like it might last, as in the polish don't trip, but your nails grow, so it starts to look like
you need a fill or something.
Yeah, so, and that's not okay.
I definitely was like, nah, I need to get my nails done because these shits is looking crazy. And it's like I'm definitely like that girl that's like, I gotta get my nails done. Come hell or high water, like, these just look terrible. I didn't transform into that girl because I'm like, nah. But she made me go longer this time.
I would say your nails are super long.
Yeah,
so
she wanted
I have
to go
questions
longer.
About like nails. So do they like, are they like glued on nails that she then like designs and stuff?
Yeah, so these are gel A-press. I think I'm saying they're out. Gel A-press. So they're like gel nails. So this is like an actual whole nail. And she just fits it to my finger. And then glues it and then just like, you know, paints over it. So of course, you know, she buffs it and shapes it and does all that shit and then just glues it to my nail.
Okay.
So when I go get them taken off, like she cuts them down and just soaks it in acetone and then takes the nail off completely.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like they're a little bit better than acrylic because you don't got to get like that feeling and you get a fresh set every single time. You know, and you don't got to get like that fill in and shit like that. So I don't know. I haven't had acrylic since I was probably in like, I don't know, college or something. So, I mean, so far I like these though.
I'm thinking about trying acrylic because right now I have SNS And I don't think acrylic and SNS are too different, except for the fact that SNS has to come off every time, but acrylic, they could just like refill it.
Yeah, because it's a nail tip. So I don't know. I feel like you should try the gel though. I feel like
I don't want my nails that long. I can't function.
Oh, well, you could get your pocket function. You could. They come in different sizes though. I mean, shapes. You get short, medium, long, and extra long. So I got long. So I think I guess I'm used to them now.
Because I've been getting
functioning with them.
Like even my real nails, they're kind of long, and then with the SNS, it's like they're hard, so it's difficult for me to pick up like certain stuff, and I be getting mad.
Yeah, that's how it was yesterday. I was at the meter and I was trying to pay with my card, but I couldn't grab the fucking shit out with my card. So I had to ask this lady, like, can you come get my card out of
Yo,
here?
Yo, that happened to my friend.
I was like, oh shit. Because it was like I wasn't able to grab it fast enough, yeah. So it wasn't reading. So yeah. It definitely has its pros and cons, but I've definitely learned like how to put on like my necklaces with it. Sometimes like a coin's drop, you know, you gotta hurry up and pick the coin up.
Yeah,
it's like it's hard. It's a little hard to like pop pimples and shit. So that's like kind of good. And then like
popping pimples.
Yeah, and then like digging in your ears. Like you can't really dig in your nose with these nails.
Oh, I feel like you can get in your ears real good though.
See, I don't know. I feel like it'd be hurting. I'd be scared. Like I'm a
rupture your eardrum.
Yeah, pull my eardrum out of some shit. So
like, how do you wipe yourself though? Do you scratch your stuff up?
No, because you just like take the tissue and wrap it around your nails and shit like that.
Mm.
So it don't really work. So I mean, they're good, you know. I don't know. I like them. Yeah, I like them. I think they make my hands.
People take stuff too far though. Because me and my friend were watching this video on Instagram. This girl took like, you know how a teddy bear, like a play teddy bear, is like fluffy. She took the teddy bear fluff and put on her nails, so now she got like fluffy nails. And
see,
I was like, no,
yeah,
y'all doing
people
too much.
Be doing a lot. I be seeing the bedazzled and shit. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing all that shit. But I do. I like going to Instagram though to get my nail inspiration. No, for real. But I ain't doing. I'm not with the gummy bears and people be sticking all type of shit on it. Nah, because these is already fucking like $100 a pop. Like I'm not spending no more extra money on them than I have to. So, that's basically it. I don't know what shit. That went from me being sick to a whole nail talk. What'd you do this weekend? It's a holiday.
It's a holiday, honey.
You're in the house.
Actually, I went out to lunch on Friday. And then yesterday, I didn't do anything, but today I went to go hang out with one of my friends, so that was cool. I hadn't seen her in a while, and she bought a house last year that I never got to see, so went down there to go see her, hang out, and all of that, and that was nice. Yeah, but that was it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's raining out here in
Georgia. It's hot as hell out here. It was supposed to rain today, but it absolutely didn't. But I went to this whiskey and wine event on Wednesday, and like it is at Montego Grill Bar and Grill. First of all, the bartender was I don't want to say his. You know the light skinned boy I was dating that had the baby, and then I found out he had another baby. Mm-hmm.
Juicy,
it was his baby.
Mr. Juicy.
Yes, it was his baby mom.
First of all, y'all, let me tell you why this is funny. Because Monica only knows who his baby mother is because she is stalker extraordinaire or detective.
Yes,
I call her detective.
For sure. But sometimes what I be saying is like sometimes things be falling in my lap. So
but this information did not fall into your lap.
No, that's not true. This information did fall into my lap of knowing because my friend had liked a lot of her pictures. And this was back in the day when you could see who liked what pictures your
Instagram
friends
was
liked.
A dangerous place back
so
then.
So I had seen her and she had like a postal uniform on. So I was like, oh, I work there. Let me look. So I looked and then it was just like it said his name because him and his son have the same name. So I said his name with a heart. So I was like, oh, I don't know. No other black people with that name. Like, that's interesting. So I clicked it in and I just seen pictures. Like, they were far over by then. Like, they're, you know, I think she had went through her own phases and shit. But I looked at her though and I was like, oh, she's cute. Like, she's a cute girl.
Oh, so wait, you just knew her name.
Yeah,
I knew the detective her, I mean, work, but not
I knew her name like. And what she, no, I knew her name and what she looked like because my one of my friends recently went there and he had tagged her too. This is the same friend who liked all her posts years ago. He had recently went to Montego Bay and tagged a whole bunch of posts of like her. So I already knew she worked at Montego Bay and I knew what she looked like. So when I got there, I just like, you know, I didn't go there for her, obviously. I just went and I just was like, oh, she's a cute girl. Like, she's cute. Like, she wasn't no, you know, he got good taste, basically. Like, I mean, they was together when they was younger. So I'm sure they haven't been together in years. But no, she was a cute girl. Cute little shape. Cute little, you know, she wasn't like dumb thick, but she had a little booty and shit. Like, she was cute. She was not the best bartender, but.
You know, we can't have it all.
It's cool. We can't have it all. Like, she took like 20 minutes to make my margarita and then forgot. And I'm like, how do you forget? And I just ordered and I'm sitting right in front of your face. Like, it was a lot. But the little whiskey and wine tasting, it was cool. But it was just like, they didn't really have no whiskey for real. Like, I was thinking it was going to be an actual whiskey tasting and you're going to sit and you're going to get different whiskeys. It was like a sangria tasting. Then on top of that, some... And then they had like these two little glass like drink dispensers of wine, of like whiskey drinks, basically. But it was still just kind of like giving not what I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was for sure going to be like a wine tasting, but still had a good time. I had my little meetup. So some meetup people met me there. I had some friends who just happened to pop up there too. It still was a good time though. I was sick, but I wasn't as sick. I feel like I got sicker after that event because I came back Thursday and I was like, fuck, like this shit hit. So then Thursday, Friday, I was just sick all day. Friday, I had to cancel my activity. Saturday, I was supposed to go out with a new friend in DC. I had to cancel that because I got sick, but I did make it to the brunch for my meetup group at least. I was going to buy me some tea, but then I was like, I'm not paying you motherfuckers $5 for tea, for a cup of fucking tea. Like, you guys are outrageous. Like, the fuck is wrong with people charging $5 for tea? I'll go home and get my own damn tea.
That's what you really should have done with your sick ass. Yeah,
I should have just stayed home all the time, but I didn't want to keep canceling on the grill, so I went. And then today, I just, you know, I finally had some energy today to like really do shit. So I went to go get some tissue, some napkins. I did a whole fucking haul just at Sam's Club of like all this shit that I need, because I was like, damn, how I run out of everything.
It'd be like that.
But, you know, I have a question. My question, Mike, what do you say when somebody says, like, you make them miserable and they feel like they're settling for you?
I don't say anything. I walk away.
You
miserable?
Yeah.
That's like, how like do a you, strong statement.
Isn't that? And it's like, how do you... And you've heard of, and especially like when somebody has said it on multiple occasions, it's like
that whole,
you could say phrase? It the first time. Yeah. You could say it the first time. And then it's like, oh, okay. And then everything is fine again. And then another issue pops up and then they say it again. It's just like, what is this? Is this some like supposed to be some type of like
Jedi mind trick or something?
Yeah. You know, like, is this supposed to encourage somebody to want to, I guess, be better or do whatever it is that you want them to do? Like, how do you, I don't know.
That's
like, because I feel like when you make such a bold statement like that, it's like the end of the world almost.
And you know, and what you mean almost, because the only thing that the only way that we can come back from that is if you tell me, but I think I'm just going through something, or like, I think we can work. I don't even know if somebody said at this age, at this juncture in my life, if somebody said, I think we can work past that, that I would be like, okay, let's do it. Because.
And see, but sometimes I feel like people speak from like anger, and I feel like people speak to like cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think in those situations, it's like, is there leniency or is it still just like, You know, and I think when you when you're dealing with somebody, you can kind of tell like if they're the type of person who when they just talk to cut. They don't necessarily mean it, basically. But I think on I think being on the receiving end of it, of like if somebody was to say that to me, I think for me, even if I was to move forward with you, everything in the back of my head, in the back of my mind would be like, he doesn't really want to be here. He's just settling. He's miserable with me. Like that is now taking place in my mind. So it's making it, it's going to make it harder moving forward because now that's what, because you said that and it's out there. It's all I'm thinking of now.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I had this ex and he told me he had a dream that basically God told him that we was not supposed to be together. And that, like until we weren't together, stuff was like going to like be messed up for him or something to that effect. Right. And when he woke up, like he ended up like breaking his computer or some bullshit. It was a lot. And so we had like stopped talking, but then like after that, we kept like teetering back talking and stuff. And then when we were like teetering back, going back and forth playing, I overthought every single thing I did. Like I was on eggshells because I was like, okay, if stuff is going to be messed up for him, I got to make sure like I'm on my P's and Q's. I got to make sure stuff is perfect because that kept replaying in the back of my head. Even though he said he felt like maybe that wasn't exactly what God told him, all I kept thinking was like, nope, it's the first time you said God said we couldn't talk because everything would be messed up. So now I got to make sure everything is perfect. Like you can't take some stuff back. But
yeah, and that's back, how I feel too. I feel like that's a big thing. Like you know what I mean? Like,
and even if they say stuff to just cut like that, like what you're saying is true. Like, yeah, why would someone that cares about you want you around? Why would they want to hurt you in that way to make you believe that you really?
And I wonder if
make
people
them
even,
miserable.
Yeah, but I wonder if they people even say it as a way. Thinking that it's they're saying it in a hurtful way, you know
but,
what I mean?
Like what other way is there? Like that's manipulation. Like,
and you know, and it could be a thing. It could be like a sick way of being like, you know what? I'm going to try to scare her into acting how I want her to act. I'm going to try to motivate her. This is supposed to motivate her into, you know, because in my mind, if you tell me that I make you miserable, you know, you feel like you're settling. What else are we talking about after that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you like, there's nothing else for us to say. Like, I want to release you as soon as possible because you're saying you can find better. So I want to release you as soon as possible so you can go find better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want like, you to have what you deserve.
Exactly. And if it's not me and if it's not, you know, anything that I have over here, go do that. Like, I want you to have that shit. Like, go do it. Go be happy. But I also wonder, like, it has to get to us. Like, for one, I don't ever think that I'm the type of partner where anybody can ever say, yo, I'm miserable with you. Like, I don't think that's the type of energy that I give off. I don't think that I'm the type, that's the type of girlfriend I am. I don't think I even let shit get to that point to where you're miserable with me. Like, that's a big word. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, now you can be unhappy. That people don't use a lot. Like,
yeah, like you can be unhappy. You could be, you know, upset at me, but miserable is when like I'm not even doing anything right. Like nothing. You know what I mean? Like I'm just cussing you out every like that means that I'm the fucking trashest partner ever. And I don't even think that of myself. You know what I mean? So it's like, do I think I'm the greatest partner? Like, no, I don't think I'm perfect. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody's the greatest partner. I think we all have, you know, areas to grow and evolve. But do I think that I'm that level to where if somebody was to say like, yo, I think, you know, you make me miserable. I think I'm settling for you. Like, that's like bottom feeder. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that's like making it seem like that person just, like that person literally just has to be the shittiest partner ever. Like, cusses you out, doesn't do anything, not thoughtful, like, you know what I mean? Like, just like drama, negativity. That's the type of energy that has to be given for somebody in my mind to say that. You know what I mean? Now, if it's just like, oh, this person ain't fucking doing this right, that doesn't warrant you to say that you're miserable. Like, you can be upset, but I just feel like when you get to that status of saying, like, you're miserable, I think that takes a whole, turn.
Yeah, like, it does. Like,
it's just, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think I could come back from that.
And I don't think I would ever want to be with somebody who truly felt like I made them miserable.
And to keep it hot, though, like, you can't, like, unless you are physically hurting someone or verbally abusing them, you can't make somebody miserable. Like, you're miserable on your own.
Yeah.
You're choosing to be miserable. You can leave if you right. feel like I'm contributing you know? To that, but also I'm not doing anything to you. So let's be clear.
And it's like, I get, but even just fighting and arguing and shit like that, like, I don't know. I get people be, because I've been in situations where I feel like I've been miserable with the person, but I feel like.
But when in those situations, did you tell them that you were miserable or did you just leave?
No, I didn't tell them that I was miserable. I just developed my exit plan and just left. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I was exhausted by them. Like, yo, like, this is a terrible relationship and I want out. And I just figured out how the fuck to get out. But I didn't stay in it and, like, is it like, what's the word? Like, berate them? Is that the word?
Where it's, yeah, like, I'm trying to make them miserable.
Yeah, like, I'm taunting you and letting you know, like, yo, I'm miserable here. I'm miserable here. I'm miserable. It's just like, then go.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. You.
Like, I don't know what to say. Like, if you've reached that point, like, what the fuck do you want me to say? Like, I don't get it. So, I don't know. And I think it all boils down to two of, like, words really are, like, powerful. And words really do mean things. You know what yeah. I mean? And I think a lot of times people always try to act like they know what they're saying and they're very conscious. But I feel like, nah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's the type of thing where it can come back and be like, yo, I was upset. Like, I was just upset talking.
You can only
like
do that, so many times too.
Right. And I just feel like, why say shit if you don't mean it? You know, like, why even, I don't know.
Yeah. My boyfriend, he's like, he has this thing where he's like, you know, you get into an argument and like, certain things you say are like bullets. Like, while they might not kill you, they gonna right. leave a scar.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Like, and I agree. Like, you definitely gotta be, because if somebody was to tell you, like, yo, you make me miserable, but then they continuously want to date you, and you know, y'all go on dates and have a good time, still in the back of your head, all you thinking is like, is this nigga still miserable, or is he happy now, or today a good day? Like, what's happening? Is everything okay? Like you yeah. still just have a level of uncertainty. Like, it's yeah. still just
anxious.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Of just waiting for the ball to drop. Like, oh shit, okay, so it's today. Am I making him less miserable today? Like, am I, you know, like, what the fuck? And it's a lot.
I got a question for you, kind of related to that. So, in an instance like that, right, where one person is clearly over the other person, right, basically, but they're continuing to date them, reach out and all of that. Person A is over person B and is saying things like that, you make me miserable, blah, 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 or whatever the case may be, but person A is continuing to reach out to person B. Person B is sick of person A saying things like that, like, but they're continuing to allow person A to like reach out to them, and like, you know, they're available when person A finally decides to quote unquote come to their senses. At what point is the onus on person B to just be like, this is not okay? Like, yeah. like, when is person B supposed to walk away and yeah. allow person A to get the life that they deserve, or the life right. that they really want, or whatever? Because I've heard of situations where person B will be like, well, they said that, but they don't otherwise. Okay, but is this what you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's my thought. It's like, I feel like the onus is on person B to kind of like, All right,
cut it
I'm
off.
Nipping this in a bud. But what do you think? Like, when do you think is the right time or situation?
See, and I don't know if there's like ever like really a right time, but I know that eventually everybody gets to that point. Like, you get to that point where you're like, well, hopefully most people, some people don't, but hopefully you get to that point where you're just like, you know what? If you don't like me, then don't talk to me. Ooh, there we go with the name of this, with the podcast name, with the episode name. But it's just like on some, it's, but really, if you don't like me, then don't talk to me. Like, go ahead and free yourself. Like, really, like, do it. You know, like, do it. If you think that you deserve better, like, do it. And I think you get to this point, and it's like, I don't know when the point will be or the time will be when you feel it, but you'll just feel it and you'll just be like, shit. All right, well. Okay, you know, but I think person A, I think person B has to also get to a point where they stop contacting person A.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like if person A wants to talk or person A wants to move forward or whatever, like person A has to make that contact or that initiate that convo, right? Because it's already been discovered where it's like shit will be said and then the next day it's like, oh, let's go to brunch. And it's like, okay, cool. You know what right. I mean? So it's like when you stop that communication, it's just this, it's like this pause where it's like nobody really knows what the fuck is going on. And I think in your mind, you hope that that pause would make person A be like, damn, all right, maybe this wasn't what I should have said, or maybe this wasn't it, or maybe blah, 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 blah. And they, you know, will come to their senses. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like the answer to the question is just shit. You know when you know, I guess.
You know when you know.
And I also think, like, it just depends on, like, the level of care from person B. You know what I mean? If person B, like, doesn't really give a fuck and is just like, we can play this game, I don't care, like, whatever, then that's a thing too also. But I just still feel like some words are bullets, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like,
and it's just hard to think of anything else or to say anything else, like, after that is said and after it's said multiple times, because then it's just like, if you can do better,
go
do better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously there's something here that you are staying for, and it may not be what you want, and maybe because, you know, you feel safe or whatever the fuck my case may be, but there's something and you here.
It's so funny to me because, like, I think about, like, how everybody's so different, and some people really are moved by what people say, whereas other people are really moved by what people do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there are many times where I might have ignored someone's behavior, like they weren't living up to, like, what they were saying, but what they were saying sounded good. So I'm like, no, they said such and such, so we rocking. Meanwhile, their behavior said otherwise. Whereas for other people, it's like, they said this, but they doing that. So I can only go off of what I see.
Yeah. And I think also, like, it just depends on, like, the type of person you are dealing with. Like, I feel like I've encountered, like, a lot of hard up type of men. You know what I mean? Like, just men that are, like, hard for no reason. Mm-hmm. And it's like tough to, like, not necessarily, it's not always tough to, like, love them, but some of the ways that they think are very just like, oh, you think like that? Like
give me, like, a example, if you can.
Like, if you're telling somebody, like, yo, today I feel like, just, you know, not even that. Telling somebody, like, yo, I think I want to go back to therapy. Well, why you want us to talk about the shit from the past? You can't change nothing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that it's like,
very, like, okay.
Damn. Like, okay. Like, you know, now I feel like my end, I would have liked of, okay, babe, like, if that's what you feel like you need to do to feel better or to do whatever, like, I support you, you know, do whatever. But why you want to go back to the past? Why you want to talk about the past? Like, that's stupid. Like, you can only control what you can control now. You need to focus on that. Like, and it's just like,
very strong.
Why, like, you gotta be so, like,
pipe down,
like, tough? Like, why? Like, or even just, even if you get in an argument with them, well, you wasting my time. Like, what? like, why are you so, like, why are you so hard? Like, relax. Just calm down a little bit. So, and I blame a lot of that on people's, like, upbringings. You know what I mean? Like, how people were raised, and especially dealing with men from Baltimore. Like, it's so many men out here who, like, didn't get, like, love and affection and shit like that growing up. And it shows. Like, it shows, like, when a man, like, has, like, a broken relationship with, like, his mother or his family, it literally shows in every relationship. Like, they have this, like, whatever they didn't get there, it's like they almost want in that relationship, or they bring it to that relationship with who they're dating. You know what I mean? Like, and it's an interesting type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're all, like, I think I was reading, I have a book that I halfway read about this called Getting the Love That You Want. And basically the premise is that we're all trying to heal our childhood wounds within our relationships. So we often find ourselves in situations similar to the relationship that we had with our parents. And we're trying to get a do-over of that. But one, our partner is not our parent. And two, they don't know, you know, that they're kind of being indexed against that. So we're never healing that. We're constantly wounding that because, one, we don't know what we're doing. It's unconscious.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro.
I've always wondered, like, what, I think the biggest thing that I can think that I needed as a child was, like, security.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was something that I got as a child. Like, being with an adult who is going to make sure that I'm, you know, I'm good, I'm taken care of. Like, I didn't really have that. And I feel like when I go into these relationships, that's what I need. Like, I need to be with somebody who's going to make me feel secure. And it's not like it's an everlasting type of job that you have to do every day, but I need to have those moments or that conversation where it's like, look, I'm with you, you with me. You know what I mean? Let's do this shit. And I don't think that's what I get. And I feel like I'm realizing now that that's, like, something that I need to hear. Mm-hmm. People, like, I need to hear the person I'm dating say that, because just having that type of security, like, and it's not something where it's like, oh, well, you see it. It's like, no, I need to hear you say it. Like, you know how you say some people, like, you hear it and you do it. It's like, no, I need to hear you say, like, yo, I'm with you. You know what I mean? Like, we together, like, I'm only with you. You're the only person for me. You know, I'm dating you. Like, I need that. And I feel like whenever I start dating again, like, I feel like I want to make that very clear in the beginning, where it's just like, I'm not going to be able to be my best or to, like, be as open with you or, like, transparent if I don't know, if I don't feel secure. You know what I mean? Like, I need to feel secure. I need to be able to come and tell you, like, yo, fucking Makita then don't know who her baby daddy is, and I need you to be able to be like, oh damn, that's crazy, and not be like, well, she a hoe, what you expect, she a hoe, so she probably was fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's like, I need to be able to feel comfortable with your responses. And even though, like,
you couldn't say any other name or any other hypothetical, I know who the father. Just saying.
No, it's like, you know, it's just like, you just ever, like, have a conversation with somebody and you tell them something and you just kind of like, ugh, like, why did I even, like,
yeah, this did not go how,
yeah, it's like, yeah. It's hard though, because it's like, you don't want to control what somebody says and you don't want somebody to say what, you know, what you just want to hear. But it's also just like, why do you got to think like that? Like, I hate the way that you think. I hate that that's like, that's even like, that's where your mind went. You know what I mean? You couldn't just be happy and positive and just like, well, damn, you know, well, she gonna figure it out when the baby get here. Like, you just went straight to, she a hoe, she be fucking. I'm not surprised. Like, and it's like, even if it was true, you a hoe, it's just like, damn, like, okay, like, I don't know, you know, I guess, like, I guess when it's the truth, it just, it's the truth, and you can't make it sound better than it is. But I just want to be with somebody who I just feel like I trust their, like, responses, and I trust their, like, reactions to me telling them things and to talking about them. And
you want to feel safe.
You know, it's like, yeah. And it's like, I just feel like that's, like, something that I definitely have been discovering about myself. It's like, and I don't know if that's, and that's probably has to do with, you know, like, always having to fend for myself as a kid and, like, not really being sure what the fuck was going on. So I feel like now I'm like, I don't think and I feel like I've experienced this, like, in a lot of relationships where I'm just like, I've never been with somebody who was just like, yo, I'm with you. I'm choosing you. Like, you're my person. And that's why I feel like I don't even know if men are like that. Like, even the last official relationship I got in with the Howard boy, like, mm-hmm. it was never on some, like, I want to be with you, let's do this. It was just like, well, you know, shit, we might as well be together. Let's just try it. Okay, cool. And we together in a relationship. But even then, it's like, being with him, it never felt like he ever chose me. You know what I mean? It felt mm-hmm. like I always had to, like, fight for a spot in his life. And I hated that. I always had to be like, oh, you going to your mom's house for Thanksgiving? Oh, well, you know, can I come? Oh, what did it? And it never was just like, all right, me and Monica will be there at 7. You know what I mean? It was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to be there at 7. And then, oh, well, wait, what about me? Oh, you wanted to go? And it's like, nigga, like, can I stop being an afterthought? Like, can I be a priority? Like, the fuck? Like, can you choose me for once? And I feel like just in every relationship, it's like, I don't know. It's just like, if you don't have that sense of commitment or some shit, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like commitment does equal security, but then, I think
commitment does equal security, but I think it goes a step further. Like, someone can make you also, like, just because we are in an official relationship together doesn't automatically mean that I feel secure. Like, it is a sense of security, right? But I think there are also things that you need to do for me to actually feel secure on a regular basis.
Yeah. And I think one of them is just how you talk to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But do you feel like, because one thing that I noticed about you is, like, you go hard for people, right? And you show up, but you act like, sometimes you act just like real nonchalant about stuff. Like, one, about the stuff that you do, like, that's cool. Like, you don't feel like it's a big deal, stuff that you would do anyway. But, like, also, like would be okay if people didn't do stuff for you. I feel like that's a defense mechanism. Because I do know that you would show up for yourself, right, and do the stuff. But if that's something that you want, like, I don't feel like you should act nonchalant about it. And I feel like
is that you do. Dating wise, though?
Yes.
Dating wise?
Yeah.
I need an example. What, like,
I'm trying to figure out how to work this. So, like, if you said that you would be okay, like, you're okay with an undefined relationship, which I believe that you could be okay with, but also you don't do certain things because you don't want to deal with the possible consequences of hearing that other people are also dealing with your person. When it's like, okay, well, it sounds like you do want it to be more defined or more exclusive. Like, why not express that?
So I don't think that a title has ever been, like, a thing for me. Like, I, like, just take this current situation, right? Like, we together. Well, I don't know if we are. I don't know what the fuck we are at this point. Y'all doing something.
Yeah.
It's like, in my mind, we together. Like, we go together. Like, you my man. Like, we go to fucking together. That's just it. So it's never, like, an issue of me feeling like, I've never really felt like he was doing anything outside of me. But it's like, until you say it, like, I don't know, like, it's hard to really be into it. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I could say we go together, but it's like, and I will say, like, I feel like he does a good job at, like I've always felt like a priority. He's always done a good job at fitting me in, and I've never felt like he didn't choose me and stuff like that. But I think my issue with him has it's never been about call me your girlfriend, because in my mind, I'm like, I get good perks without him saying, oh, this is my girlfriend. So why the fuck do I need to be your girlfriend? Like, am I getting another tier? Is there another level of perks that I'm about to get at? Because if not, like, we can just do whatever we do right now, and I'm content with that because I'm getting what the fuck I need from you. So I've never, like, I don't know, with him, like, I've never had an issue with feeling like I'm not getting what I need. Well, some of the stuff that I need, because I think some of the stuff he just don't do, but I've never felt like I'm not getting what I needed from him. So being his girl, like him calling me his girlfriend instead of like, oh, my boo, oh, my babe, whatever, that's never really necessarily bothered me. And I never had, I guess, an extreme like issue of like him doing other shit, because it's also like, you don't gotta secretly fuck bitches because we could fuck bitches together. So I feel like, no, like, I mean, no, like, I'm being 100. So it's like, you would essentially be working against yourself, like, because we could do it together, basically. Like, so that's just never been, I don't know, that's never been an issue for me. I think my issue always comes in where you're dating somebody and they're saying, this is not what it is, this is da-da-da-da-da, but then their expectations of you are of such. It's like, you're saying like, oh, I need more time to get to know you, you know, oh, but then you want me to do girlfriend shit. And that's where I feel like it causes me confusion, because I'm like, well...
I am confusion.
Because it's like, okay, so you don't want to be exclusive, but you want me to do exclusive shit. And that's the issue. And I don't have that issue right now in this, you know, situation I'm in. Like, it's never like, oh, I just think, you know, my main issue is, you know, he just don't know how to talk to me sometimes. But I've had that in past things. And I also feel like, I mean, I feel like we had this conversation offline a lot of times where I feel like I'm like damaged, like I'm like broken, like something's like wrong with me, to the point where it's like, when niggas leave, like, I don't be feeling shit. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I be so peaceful and so just, and I really feel like it's because I have this whole, like, I'm really good at detaching myself. Like, or not, I don't even attach myself probably, but like, I'm really good at just compartmentalizing shit. And it's just like,
do you feel like you ever mourn those lost relationships?
There's one guy who I would love to have sex with again.
That's not what I asked.
But that's not like, but he's like, still like, I'm cool with him. So we didn't end on like any type of bad terms, but there's nobody that I dated who I missed. I do always kind of think like, you know, when you're with somebody for so long, you'd be like, damn, I'm so used to this person. What's life going to be like when I'm not talking to them no more? Uh-huh. But I think the thing about me is that I'm never scared to find out. Like, I'm never scared to, like, I'm not scared of the unknown. Like, okay, you here today and then tomorrow you're not. That's cool, because one thing about me is I'm going to find me a nigga.
Well, I mean, I don't even mean like now. I'm talking about like when a relationship ends, like there's never a mourning period. It's always like, okay, bitch, next. Brush your teeth.
Yeah, like literally, it's just me, like, next caller. Like, and I will say, like, I did take some time from like the last relationship I was in with
the Gemini.
The Cancer. No, not the Cancer, the Gemini. Oh, who I dated last year. The guy I dated last year. I did it like before him, between the Gemini and him, I did take a break and like not date anybody. Mm-hmm. But like now, from this Cancer to this dude, I don't necessarily think I'm, I don't know, like I just don't really be feeling like I'd be heartbroken. I feel like the Gemini fucked me up for sure, because that was a lot of like messy shit that happened in that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of like, I just feel like sinister shit went down with that. But I don't be really heartbroken. I feel like these niggas don't be like breaking my heart. And I don't know if it's because like I keep a peace for me. You know what I mean? And that's the peace that like they can't get basically. Because I feel like I can't give you that peace if like that's not where we're going. Like you can't just get, I don't know, like you can't just get everything from me and like we're not on that type of level. Like
I get it. I mean,
so I don't know. Like I don't be mourning. I don't be heartbroken. I just be like,
next. When I think about the cancer, that relationship wasn't that deep. Like y'all liked each other, but it wasn't to that level, I guess. I don't know. But I be in my feelings. Like, yeah, like,
and I think it helps when you like move on so fast though. Like, you know, they say like the fastest way to get over a man is to get under a new man.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like,
I don't know if that's like real. Like, and if you don't feel the,
I mean,
like,
it worked for Jennifer
things.
Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. Them bitches stay with a man. It yeah. worked for them. Them white women.
But we don't know what's that, what's like the condition of their heart and like what they actually feel like.
Yeah. I always feel like I need to, like, like if somebody asked me what I'm looking for, like my defined partner, I don't know what I would say because I don't even know if I believe in like partnership. I don't even know if I want a partner. I don't even know if I want to get married. I don't even know if I believe in any of that shit. And I feel like that contributes to a lot of,
you just believe in sex?
The moment. Shit, we here today.
That's
the
bar.
We experiencing each other now.
That's the bar.
And that's all that I can think of at this moment is just, we're here today. That's all I got for you. And I always try to, that's why, I mean, again, we've had this conversation where I'll be feeling like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, why don't I be giving a damn? I never think of myself like, oh, I can't wait to get married. Oh, I can't wait to have kids. Like, I never think of that. And I always be thinking like, people always say, oh, you're going to meet a man. You're going to meet a man. And I'm just like, am I? And then it makes me think also like, well, Monica, maybe you gay as shit. Like, maybe you really don't like these niggas. Maybe you need to be fucking with bitches.
But I don't like know if that's going to make you decide you want to be with somebody for the rest of your life either.
I mean, it could. I could be out here fucking really sucking dick when I'm supposed to be eating pussy.
Well, you try that out and let me know if that changes like how you feel about, you know, who you're supposed to be
with.
But I also don't think that means anything is wrong with you, like the fact that you aren't necessarily excited or driven by the thought of long-term partnership. Like, I mean, I feel like one, you are still very young, like you have time to figure that out, but also like I don't think that means anything is wrong with you.
I think it may means by like, and you know, and this is the thing also though too, because in this current relationship, like I've been accused of being secretive and, you know, not telling all shit and whatever, not basically opening up. And I feel like that last relationship with the Gemini, I feel like that was a relationship where like I went hard. Like I was all in, I went hard for that shit. And I think when that ended, it definitely changed a lot about me and how I date, because I realized that like, I gave a lot of myself in that relationship and I went hard for him. I mean, from having people go to his gym, helping him with his marketing, to being at all his fucking shows, to bringing, like, just being super, you know what I mean, supportive and super there and super loving and all of that shit. And I feel like after that, it just was like, I feel like that's what made me more guarded. You know what I mean? And that's what made me more like, okay, I can't do all this shit for a nigga unless I feel like it's secure. And that's, I don't know, it just goes back to like that security of, I feel like it's like a lockbox. Like I can't open up completely. Like I'm gonna open up and you're gonna get a genuine person, you're gonna get me, but like I can't really be super vulnerable and open until I feel like secure.
And I think we talked about that with you and your friendships too, though. Like you kind of realized like you have to, like, or with, I guess with people in general, you kind of realize you can't give everyone the Monica special all the time, because a lot of people are not going to be able to accept or reciprocate that. And that's, again, it goes back to safety. Like that's what you kind of want. You want to know that people will show up for you like you show up for them. And that's also what you deserve, right?
But then I wonder, when even when you have that and you still can't open up, then what?
I don't know. You got to talk to a professional about that.
Right? It's like, you know, so it's like, it's like, what if you even get that security and like you still can't open up? Like,
yeah. And what it means, like, you're afraid. You don't trust it.
Right. You know, so I don't know. Like, I feel like we just went on a whole therapeutic session and shit. I know y'all probably like, she sounds sad. Like, I ain't necessarily sad.
No, she just sounds sick.
I'm just sick. Yeah, I'm sick. Don't be like, oh, she sounds so sad and heartbroken, because really it's fuck these niggas to the death of me. But
oh my God. It is what it is. That nonchalant, but, like,
yeah. It is. I just be like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Then maybe that's my issue. Maybe I need to stop saying that. Maybe I need to stop saying I give a fuck. So I give a fuck.
Yeah, I find when people say that they don't, they really do. And it's like, what you gotta lie for?
I give a fuck. I give a fuck.
You could also just say I care. It's less syllables.
I care. Oh, no.
I care. I know you don't care too much, but
I don't know, when I say I don't give a fuck, do I really be lying? I feel like I really don't be giving
I think
a
you're
fuck.
Just so used to saying it.
And maybe that. Maybe it's just like I'm so like used to just not giving a fuck that it just, even if I wanted to give a fuck, I wouldn't even know the first step.
But I think you've trained yourself to not give a fuck, to protect yourself.
So like, how do I think I start giving a fuck?
How do I start giving a fuck?
If someone says to you, you make them miserable, how do I give a fuck about that?
I'm going to take that word for, like, bad.
So that's the time when I shouldn't give a fuck.
Wait, what you mean? I'm confused now.
Like, it's, I was just saying, if somebody says, like, if I'm always like, I don't give a fuck, whatever, I don't care. If it's over, it's over. I don't give a fuck, whatever. If somebody says, yo, you make me miserable, is that the time for me to be like, well, I don't give a fuck. Go about your business.
Yeah, like, all right, cool. I don't care if this is over then. But not like, oh, I don't give a fuck if I make you miserable. I'm just going to keep making you miserable.
Right.
You know.
Or maybe it's like, I do care that it's over, but I also want the best for you.
And yeah, I think, yeah, you know what I mean? I like that. But also, again, to my earlier point, I want the best for me. I don't want to be with someone that says I make them miserable, because that does not make me feel good. You know?
Right. Right. So yeah, I need to figure out how to give more fucks. Maybe I'm going to stop saying I don't give a fuck, and I'm going to actually give a fuck. Because honestly, like, in relationships though, like, just in this particular relationship, I'm always the one to, like, I feel like in this particular relationship, like, I do give a fuck when it, like, at help, like, holding myself accountable, right? Mm-hmm. If you're telling me that you need something, like, I give a fuck to where I'm going to try my best to give you that said thing or whatever it is that you need. But it may also realize that, for one, the list of you needing something never ends. Then on top of that, like,
facts.
No, it's like, then on, then on top of that, it's like, even if I try my best to give it, to do whatever it is that you need me to do, my best may still not be good enough for you. And that's something that I have to be okay with. If I give you my best and you still say, you know what, that was cool, but it wasn't that, I'm still not satisfied. I gotta be okay with that, because I know that I gave my best, and I know that it's not good enough for you, or it's not what you want, or it's not what you expect. But, you know, it was genuine. And I think people talk a lot about, like, intent, right? Like, you can say something, but as long as somebody's supposed to know the intent of you saying it, or your intent behind saying it, and it makes it better, right? So if I say, yo, you make me miserable, you're supposed to know what my intent is behind that. And I feel like that whole intent shit is tricky. Because
that's lame ass excuse.
What's the intent behind when you say I make you miserable? What's the intent? Like, there's no,
I feel like the only intent is to make me feel bad.
Right. Like, there's no, I don't know what the intent would be after that, basically. Like, so I don't fucking know, child.
Yeah, like what they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? So yes,
still going to hell.
And yeah, intention is important, but like, do the ends justify the means? Like, even if you had good intentions, and I'm trying to think of some bullshit that happened where somebody had good intentions, but bullshit happens every day. With people like that Dexter. Are trying to do good things,
like Dexter. Dexter was killing all the bad guys, so he had like the good intent, but still, the method he was going about was wrong.
It's a crime, right?
Yeah, you're literally committing a crime, Dexter. Like, your intent, okay, you're taking the bad guys away, we get it, thank you, but still, now you're a murderer. You're still a murderer, so didn't work out in your favor. So yeah, I don't know, y'all. I think moral of the story is, if you don't like it, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself.
Then don't talk to me. Absolutely, absolutely. Also, on top of that, just mind your business. Like, can I just get on my soapbox real quick about this? I have been taking a breather from social media because I'm just tired of people in their negative comments about shit that don't have nothing to do with them. Like, I know that people post stuff on social media, so you just can't help yourself but to comment. But sometimes you can just, like, you can choose not to, yeah, you can choose not to say anything if you don't got anything nice to say. Like, there was this, I didn't even read the article, but some woman, I guess, like, when in New York Times, they post, like, the engagement stories and stuff like that. And the lady was talking about
story.
How she got engaged and like
in Popeyes or
first date. Yeah. And people was just like going off. Like, of course, some of the things were funny, but it's also like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, are y'all that broken that you have to find a reason to come at somebody who was just expressing their joy? What is the problem? That's sick. That is sick. And you should seek help.
Yeah, it's hard when people make it, you know, put it on such a major platform like that. And I'm surprised, like, I didn't see that couple doing no type of interviews or anything, but I definitely know people was like, ma'am, I ain't gonna front. Some of the shit in that story was like, now listen, ma'am. Like, yeah. you now listen. But shit, if you happy, what they say, if you like it, I love it.
And that's my energy these days. Unless someone comes to me like saying they want my opinion or they're down and out, it ain't my business. I have enough to worry about. And also, I just don't want to spread any more like negativity. Like, I have enough negative thoughts of my own that I'm trying to expel without finding shit to talk about and be fucked up about. Like, damn.
Right. But as for me, I'm gonna get my opinion.
Meanwhile,
keep that shit off the internet, girl. You done got married to goddamn Popeyes. What, girl? He ain't even buy your meal. Like, hell no. All right, I think we done wrapped up today.
We did. So now it's time for what we need in the realm of Chicken 6 Degrees.
Hey. Okay. That was a little bop.
Yeah, I know. This might be, you got the intro for and I got this intro.
Do it when guests come on?
I'm gonna do it.
Ooh, all right. Okay. We're gonna see how she gonna do it. Yeah, I know. I don't be liking to see.
I know, you so fraud.
Hell yeah.
So, Monica, in the realm of Chicken 6 Degrees, chicken being nourishment, sex being pleasure, and degrees being achievement, what do you need?
I would honestly like some pleasure. Penis, preferably.
Let me get real specific.
A good, nice penis, preferably. You know, I would actually like some pleasure. That's okay.
The period. You? What do I need? I would honestly, I'm gonna say degrees, right? Because what I really want is rest, but I think I have
a lot of things coming up where I need to like keep my foot on the pedal. Mm-hmm. But I find that balancing that motivation, that sense of achievement with rest is the best recipe. So I'm gonna say degrees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little strut in it. All right. That's what my cough drop said. Put a little strut in it.
They crack me up with
don't waste a precious minute. On, I never noticed they had these little messages mm-hmm. on them.
I just started it like a couple years ago, but I love it.
That is funny. I don't know why I just decided to read this. What is it? Vampires. Oh, inspire envy. Inspire envy. I don't know what that. Inspire people to hate you? I don't know what that means. I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was weird. Anyway. All right. Is it time for the last bite?
Yes.
Do you feel? The last bite for you.
Thank you for, you know, staying in your pitch range with your voice.
I tried. I know that shit hurt. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Do you want to take the last bite?
I feel like the only thing that I have to say is you are not always going to make people happy. You're not always going to make everybody happy. And while you may be the best, you may not be the best person for that person. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, you're not anybody's ceiling. You're not anybody's floor. And if people want to walk out of your life and people want to go, you have to be okay with that and not be afraid of like the unknown, be afraid of starting over, of any of that shit. You got to welcome new energy, changes, good shit, and just know that, you know, everything's going to be better. And that's it.
Period. Yeah, and also, it's not your job to make anybody happy. Let that besides your damn self.
Yeah.
And that's on period poo.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. Thanks for rocking with us once again. It's been another cool little trip with us. Please keep in touch with us on social media at Chicken 6 Degrees, no I, no E, and Chicken on Twitter and on Instagram at Chicken 6 Degrees. Hit us up if you got something to say, because we will talk back. And also check out our website, www.chicken6degrees.com. Buy some merch and like, rate, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Share the podcast with a friend. Yeah.
All of that good shit.
All of that good shit.
I'm Akita. I'm Monica.
Bye.
Peace out.